Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Show served up hot and fresh only on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Or you have HD radio. We are the second channel on KISS FM, 103.7 KISS FM. Second channel there, of course. There's the radio.com app. Always can listen to us on the radio.com app. So really, no excuse to say you can't listen to The Fan at this point. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson out today. So since he is out, we have to bring on another historian, and this one goes by the name of Jim Rice, not the former baseball player, but the Packers historian. The Packers Century Project details all 1,448 of the Packers' 100 years of games. Thanks for coming on, Jim. Appreciate it.
You bet, Sparky. Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Doing really good. I'm always kind of curious about the brain that goes into putting something together like this, because I don't have the patience to go through and do what you did to put this whole thing together. So how did this whole thing get started with the PackersCentury.com website?
Well, we started in 2010 after the Packers won the Super Bowl, and three of the players had been former New York Giants, Ryan Grant, Charlie Peppra, and Jimmy Robinson. And I'm originally from New York, and I kind of went back on the history of the Giants and the Packers. And, of course, we know about Lombardi, but went back to the days of Cal Hubbard and Clark Hinkle and different connections to the Packers that maybe weren't so well known. And that's what got it started about, 7-8 years ago, where we published a first book called Giant Cheeseheads.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things for me when I talk about history, especially from my time, Jim, and that's the 1990s through 2002, two guys really, when I talk about history, was Bob Harlan and Lee Rimmel. Lee Rimmel, to me, was the one guy, Jim, that taught me all about the media and to be accessible and to be respectful because your fans are looking at you. He would even tell me, like, what kind of shirts to put on under certain lights and stuff like that. So when I talk about historians, the history of the Green Bay Packers, those two guys are just come to my mind immediately.
Yeah, and Mr. Rimmel was, of course, the journalist of journalists, just a great writer. And, of course, the first historian, I think, unofficially, I suppose, Leroy, for the Packers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, just great to read his stories along with all the other writers. And, Mr. Harlan, I'm a Marquette guy, so Bob Harlan's never far from my heart. I mean, he, the rescue of the franchise that he pulled off in, 91, 92, exceeded what happened in the 60s. I mean, the comeback in the 60s was only really a 10, 12, 13-year hiatus, where you guys, it was 28 years in running. So I really love Bob Harlan because he worked his way up and did his magic.
Jim, I want to know, a lot of people don't know this about the whole stadium thing. I mean, it looks different now, of course, but you go all the way back to when, the people in the city want to keep their particular team and then, not having an owner, and stuff like that. I know the people know about Vince Lombardi and stuff like that and Clark Hinkle and all these kind of guys, but to know that, because a lot of people don't know the history of why don't they have an owner? And I think that is just so relevant, especially the younger youth when I go speak. And then that's one of the biggest questions. Why don't the Green Bay Packers have an owner?
Right. And there were so many other small towns then that didn't pull off surviving like the Packers
exactly.
did. And
exactly.
Andrew Turnbull, one of the significant members of the early group, turned to the citizens and to the business leaders in town. And I have to say, Green Bay really was ahead of its time in really understanding the importance of having their name bandied about, whether it was in meatpacking or, in other areas. And they knew the exposure that this new league might bring, and they were willing to take a chance. And so that's really something. And their survival, of course, without, the current Lambeau Field would have really been in question. So it really is something how the team and the city banded together. At the same time, in 1934, when the Packers were in trouble, so were the Portsmouth Spartans, who then sold off. They couldn't get their community to rally around, Portsmouth, Ohio. They sold them to Detroit. They're the Lions, yet we turned to the faithful, and the Packers are still here. So the determination, and I think Remmel mentioned that, the determination of that community to hang on is without peer.
Talking with Jim Rice, of course, you can find all of their books that they have at PackersCentury.com. Again, it all got started with the book that he had mentioned earlier. When we talk about how these were all put together, you're using a lot of newspaper and press clippings. I would think for you, like so many people, it probably becomes depressing as you see more and more of these newspapers being shut down around the country.
Well, the dailies are our history, but going back, looking at everything that's right available now to everyone on the internet, compared to having to trudge through the libraries and search through the microfiche, it makes it a little bit easier to take. I'm an old history teacher, so it's kind of hard to just go to the sports section all the time, but I had to do that. And amazing, just all the things you read about. And when I took on the whole history of the Packers with all 1,400 plus games, I realized that all the stories of the games are really out there. And in some cases, especially in the early times, it's overwhelming about how much information is out there. So, that's what kind of got me started, to kind of put it together in a way that makes a little more sense, if you will. But then it was the stories of the fans that kind of made it a little bit different than maybe other things. Because in this 2,000-page document, there are over 800 stories, quotations, comments about the connection between the first the community of Green Bay, then the region, and then, of course, the whole state of Wisconsin in hanging on to the team. So that's kind of maybe what separates it from other anthologies, if you will, about the Packers and the games.
Jim, real quick, we have a few minutes left. But if you can, being a teacher yourself, because I think some of the biggest heroes were teachers, because I was a special needs, I was in special education, and my teachers were like heroes to me, and I really appreciate everything they do. I know now with COVID-19, we're talking about should kids go back to school and things of that nature. I just don't want people to underestimate how much the value of teachers, and I want to thank you for being one. I mean, can you talk a little bit about just having just the inner something for teachers that don't get paid enough, obviously, but they're some of the smartest people. They just don't get a lot of credit for whatever reason.
Well, I think most of them, are pay it forward kind of people.
Exactly.
And in any group, you have fantastic people that lead the group, and then you have others that are not so fantastic. And unfortunately, our society always focuses, of course, on what goes wrong and, how many drop passes and all of that kind of stuff. teachers like you know, many other professions, firemen, police, you know, they run toward the trouble, and they know that going in, and I'm very proud to have had a great career.
Jim, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate
it.
If people go to, again, PackersCentury.com, what are they going to find?
They will find the four books that I've written in the last 7-8 years, and then the digital download, which has all 1,448 games and all the stories of every Packer game in history. So it's all right there, and the books can be bought, you know, through Amazon, but the Packers Century is right on a digital download you can bring right home with you on the computer.
That's pretty cool stuff. Jim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Jim Rice on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion on growing your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Coming up next, are you as confident as John Horse is that there won't be any tampering happening in Orlando? You can imagine where I'm at on this one. We'll talk about that next with Leroy Butler.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.